This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast with you. All right, NFL Draft is coming up in a couple of weeks. Texans still currently picking at 42 and 59 in the second round. That'll be fun. That's that having a little Friday night draft party where people don't have to go to work the next day. I'm kind of down with that.
Oh, good call.
Yeah, good job, Nick.
I didn't even think of that.
Good job, Nick. Everybody's like, oh, Nick Caserio traded out of the first round. It's going to ruin the draft party. I'm going to guess that a lot of you are going to find a reason to come celebrate a few second round and third round picks and get after it because it's Friday night, you know?
No, it's going to be a better party.
Yes.
It'll be like the party, the employees party in Dirty Dancing, you know?
Right.
Where Jennifer Grey goes down and she's like, oh, wow. It's not like all these stuffy old people upstairs. These people are having a good old time.
Having fun, yeah.
They're Dirty Dancing.
They are.
That's what we're going to be doing.
Let's do it.
I'm going to have a booth.
Dude.
I'm going to have a booth at the draft party for during commercial breaks. Vandermeer will love me for this. nothing. Hey, I emailed him yesterday. I was like, hey, Vandy, you mind if I set up a Dirty Dancing booth at the draft party? He said, rock and roll. He put the D on the rock and roll.
I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. So that'll be on Friday. We're looking forward to that. I'll tell you, Seth, honestly, the most fun part of draft season so far has been literally you just go like, hey, I literally got out some popcorn yesterday. I was out at my local watering hole watching the Astros game and they have a popcorn machine. And I was eating popcorn as I was reading this. I brought my laptop with me and I was reading an NFL draft roundtable from The Athletic. And it's a few of the Athletic draft experts kind of, you know, chopping it up about the different topics. And one of the questions was Dane Brugler's top five quarterbacks in order: Caleb Williams, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, J.J. McCarthy, and Bo Nix. Is it more likely that McCarthy leapfrogs someone to join the top three or that Daniels climbs above May into the top two? And I'm like, this is the most stupid, boring question of all time. Like, I'm like, this is, oh.
I don't know. You know what, though? Is it stupid or boring? Or is it just because you're accustomed to being up at the level where that actually matters? Like, Sean, if the Texans had the number two overall pick right now, you'd be very invested in whether Drake May or Jaden Daniels is the guy.
I guess,
Like 100, you would be 100%. And I feel like I would be totally invested in it because I feel like it's a slam dunk Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I think most people do too. I don't know if that's a question about leapfrogging either. Maybe the consensus mock drafts or whatever have Jaden Daniels going through. Jaden Daniels, I think most anonymous execs and what have you like Jaden Daniels more than Drake May.
You know,
and they might be nervous about his playing style and his body size and all of that in terms of potential injury, but I feel like they like Jaden Daniels.
You know what it was that I think happened, and I think it had to do with that. Maybe I had a drink or two. Is that this? You know what this turned into, Seth? This turned into one of those questions that sometimes I ask you. I admittedly sometimes word questions in a convoluted, poorly way, and you look at me like, okay, what are you asking me again? You know, like I think that's what happened to me yesterday. Because if you're kind of like enjoying the day outside, it's beautiful. I was sitting on a patio. Hunter Brown is pooping the bed. Had a couple beverages, and now the first question, I love draft coverage, and the question I'm reading in that state of mind is it more likely that McCarthy leapfrogs someone to join the top three or that Daniels climbs ahead of May into the top two. I'm like, okay, who's doing what again here? Like, who's?
Yeah,
there's a lot of names.
You're completely detached from it. Whereas last year, at one point, a freaking anonymous Reddit poster put on that Will Levis was going number one overall, and everybody stopped everything for six hours.
Right.
You know, that's over Will freaking Levis. What did I call him?
Ooh.
Zach Mettenberger? Veiny Zach Mettenberger.
I think it was Mettenberger. I can't remember.
Yeah. It's Veiny Zach. Yeah, because it's a Tennessee thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I wasn't like, the question to me was like so either convoluted or confusing. I'm like, you know what? I'm just glad that this doesn't matter to me right now.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. What
it's
McCarthy
really nice.
Or Daniels
it's really
does.
If you think about some of the arguments between Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud last year and all the various ways you could go with it, it's nice to be well beyond that. I hope we don't have to face that for at least another 15 years.
So
you hear me,
good.
C.J.?
Yeah. And it's going to be fun, too, to watch all these fan bases get somewhat artificially, maybe somewhat genuinely, amped up about all their quarterbacks. Like, there could be four quarterbacks going in the top four. I think for sure there's three going in the top three. I still don't know what this J.J. McCarthy thing is yet. As you and I talked about in headlines, it feels a little Mac Jones-ish from a couple years ago, where he's a top three guy, and then all of a sudden he's getting drafted 15th. I could totally see that happening with J.J. McCarthy. Championship-winning quarterback who all he does is win, just like Mac Jones back a couple years ago. Maybe the physical tools aren't quite what these other guys are, but all he does is win. Might be good enough for 15th. It's going to be fun watching all these fan bases get so amped up for these quarterbacks, knowing full well that if three or four go in the top four or five picks, then two or three of them for sure are failures. Like,
it's
just
fail.
Are going
right.
to fail. We don't know which ones, but they're going to fail.
You know what? That's the whole thing about the Drake May versus Jaden Daniels. If I put myself in the GM's shoes, I think that Jaden Daniels is the one, not that you should ever make decisions based on this, except sometimes it creeps in. I feel like Jaden Daniels is much less likely to get you fired. If Jaden Daniels doesn't work out, I think you'll see a lot of flashes, but maybe he either gets injured too much or he can't quite put it together or have you. Like, whereas with Drake May, I think it might work out, but if it doesn't work out, it's going to be a classic. Like, this guy?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? This guy you thought was going to be good?
Right.
It's going to feel like a Josh Rosen type of situation.
Do you have a power list of guys that people, I know you always bring up Kenny Pickett. Do you have the short list in your back?
Yes. It's Kenny Pickett, Dwayne Haskins, Josh Rosen, Paxton Lynch, EJ Manuel.
Those are the guys that
people look at and you're like, well, wait a second. Like, seriously, why? Really, why? Why? These are the first round quarterbacks where I feel like people thought, like, well, we got to take a quarterback. It's the equivalent of signing Brock Osweiler.
Yeah.
Osweiler was a guy that it made sense. You can talk yourself into it. Like, we got to take a quarterback.
I was artificially excited for Brock Osweiler. Yeah. Admitted.
So that's exactly what happened with those quarterbacks mentioned. A little bit of Johnny Manziel, but other people, like, people, you could get excited about Johnny Manziel, even though. Like, I think the vast majority of NFL teams had said no way in hell.
Right.
By that point, the Browns were just the ones that ignore their coaches, their GM, the advanced analytics team they had hired to analyze things. Like, the owner ignored all those people to draft Johnny Manziel.
Yeah. John Elway drafted Paxton Lynch.
Yeah.
John Elway, maybe the greatest quarterback of all time. Like, I think, you know, it's hard to argue against Brady because of the seven Super Bowls and whatnot, but like, just in a vacuum, like, the skill set, the talent, the ability to drag inferior talent further than it should go. John Elway, you could argue, is the greatest of all time. He drafted Paxton Lynch.
When did Chad Kelly end up getting drafted? Seventh round? Yeah, he was seventh round.
Yeah, late round pick.
But he was drafted by John Elway.
He was.
I feel like John Elway drafting Jim Kelly's nephew, despite Jim Kelly's nephew basically having a reputation of acting a lot like a lot of quarterbacks did back in the 1980s. I think there was a little bit of sentimentality there. I think Elway was kind of like, I see a lot of Jim and myself in this young guy.
Maybe.
Chad Kelly won a Grey Cup last year.
Did he really? In the CFL?
I believe so. Okay. I think he took over and ended up winning a Grey Cup.
Okay.
Or playing
Chad Kelly,
or
winner.
Yeah.
He's a winner.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
The draft party is a text message. The draft party is going to be like Dave Chappelle's player haters ball. We just sit around, talk bleep the entire time, and laugh about the AFC South's incompetent picks. That is true. I do think not player haters ball. Not that we're going to. I mean, we will sit around and laugh at how poorly the other teams do when they make stupid picks. Hopefully, we don't make any bad picks. I do think that the draft party is going to get a big turnout. The Texans are at a stage now where people, I think, will show up to celebrations of football, whatever they are, you know? And I think the draft, I think even if they did a party on night one of the draft, when the Texans don't have any picks, I think they will still would have popped a good crowd on a Thursday night, just given how everybody feels about the Texans these days. I'm not saying it'd be 5,000 at Miller Outdoor Theater or anything.
You know what it is, though? The problem would be, it's one of those things where there's always the wonder, okay, whether or not the Texans are going to trade up into the first round.
Yeah.
So you're almost setting the crowd up for disappointment, even if the crowd intellectually knows, like, all right, they might be thinking, well, they wouldn't be having a draft party unless they were thinking of trading up. So I think it's probably the smart move.
Yeah.
It would have been more of a gamble than it was worth to have one on day one.
Oh no, for sure. I'm glad they're doing it on Friday night. This will be better for sure.
Real quick movie review.
Yeah.
I highly recommend They Cloned Tyrone. I was reminded of it when you brought up the player haters ball. There's a couple references to the players ball in this movie. I want no spoilers or anything, but Jamie Foxx is awesome. And They Cloned Tyrone.
Thumbs up.
Yeah.
Thumbs up. Okay. Is it new?
I think it was last year, 2023.
Okay.
Yeah.
They Cloned Tyrone. Two thumbs up from the Payne household. Does Brandy like it too? I trust her.
Yeah, she liked it. Okay. It's a good movie. I wasn't excited. I didn't know what to expect, and it was freaking awesome.
Okay.
It's kind of like a little bit of a satire of like blaxploitation films from the 70s.
Oh, okay.
So it's got kind of a grainy. It's got a grainy 70s feel to it, but it's set in modern times. It ends up being, I don't want to give it, it's hard to explain the plot without giving too much away, but it's a good one.
It's good. Okay. So if you're looking for something to watch, because the Astros sure are, just know that if the trend holds up, you'll be able to start watching that movie by the third inning of any Astros game later.
There's a good, if the Astros are starting a rookie, or if weather conditions are blustery.
Yeah.
Or what else? When have the other blowouts occurred?
Yeah. Movie time. All right. Hey, Callahan and McNair spoke to Randy McAvoy yesterday about the upcoming season. There's a funny little quirk to this audio we'll get to. And J.J. Watt speaks on the person who is taking his role in the Texans defense. We will talk about, or we'll hear from both J.J. Watt and the owners of the Texans coming up next.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.